The Gemara Masechta Shkolim, the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, teaches us. Rav Nachas L'Tamon. Rav came to Bavel. Chamtun Mekilim. He saw that the people were makel in the halachas of Bosa Shenas Alam Min Ayin. For Chomer Aleim, and he wanted to be machmer for them and teach them that Bosa Shenas Alam Min Ayin, Bosa that's not left under the watch of a Jew is Asr. Says the Gemara, Chad Bar Nash Ozel, there was a person, Boy Meshizge, who went and took his meat to rinse it at the river. Eskuf Sebegon Nahara, and the meat fell into the river, Vinch Seva Ozele. So he left. Chazer Uboy Mesivna. After a while he came back, saw a piece of meat, and wanted to take it. Omele, Rav, so Rav said to him, Osloch, you're not allowed to eat this meat. The no Omer, for we are concerned, Hahi Shotaf Nara, the original piece of meat was washed away by the river. And this piece of meat that you now found is not that original piece of meat, rather it's another piece of meat which is nevela. Another story. Chabar Nash, have a mahalach b'shuka de'ein kapoid. There was a person walking in the market carrying a toin kapoid, carrying a piece of meat. Osa daisa v'chafte minei v'talkasei. A bird, the dire bird came, grabbed a piece of meat, and threw it down somewhere else. Chazu uboy m'sivna. So the Jew wanted to pick up the piece of meat from where it was thrown down by the bird. Amalei Rav, Rav told him, Osloch, this meat is Osir. Dana Omar, for we are concerned, Basin of Eila have a Tinen v'talkasei. Besides this piece of meat that the bird picked up from you, it was also carrying another piece of meat, and that is the piece of meat, a non-kosher piece of meat that it dropped. V'nesavna ha'achruna, that other piece of meat is what it dropped, and therefore you're not, may not eat it. Another episode. Ginoy Shoftin Zikin. There was a river, and the river overflowed, and there were barrels of river, barrels of wine that were taken by the flood. And then they found those barrels. Us of the Kamei of Yitzchak Rebbe Lezer, this question came to Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Lezer, V'ama Yachman Shefai Ketrunim. If you could tell that these barrels of wine, by the way they were closed, they were flasks of wine, and they were knotted. If you could tell by those knots that these are indeed those barrels of wine, you could eat it, drink that wine. If not, not. One final episode. Niknuke ishta beknishta debule. There was a barrel of wine that was found in the shul in the city Buli. Us of the Kamei Reb Yirmiya, and the story came to Reb Yirmiya, Oma, Yishak Mimakraya Viditun. The people who make the barrels, who make the wine, if could they could tell through Simonim that that was indeed their barrel of wine, then they can consume it. However, if they can't tell that it's their barrel of wine, it's Asr. So all of these episodes, in fact, quite interesting, that the Gemara, when it tells us the halacha, Abosash and the Salam and Ayin, finds it necessary to bring so many different episodes of showing how Chazal were machmer on the halacha Boshet Salam and Ayin. Perhaps already in those days, people were not as careful as they ought to be in the halachas of Boshet Salam and Ayin. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon in Yoridea, and Simon Samach Gimel, Paskins exactly like our Gemara teaches us. The Shulchan Aruch says in Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, Basar HaNimtzach Mushlach B'Shuk. If you find meat in the street, so first the Shulchan Aruch begins with the sugya that we learned, the previous sugya to this. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Holach Acha Roiv. We follow the Roiv, the call the Parish, Meruba Parish. We have a rule that whatever is found came from the majority. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if most of the shops were not kosher, also, the meat that's found is osur. Mimai arrive at Moichim Yisrael, and most of the shops are kosher, mutter. The cane continues the Shulchan Aruch. Basar anim to be out of the chavim. If meat is found by Gentiles, v'lo noida mi lokach, and we don't know from whom they purchased this meat. Im hayu Moichim Yisrael, im Moichim Hakasu Yisrael mutter. If we know that they bought it by a kosher butcher shop, it's mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zer Din Torah. This is the Din Midoraisa. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Kva Osru Chachomim, Chazal Torahs, Kalan Basar Hanimtsu, any meat found, Beim Bishuk, Beim Yarev Chavim, whether it's in the marketplace or in the hands of Akum, Afapi, even though this is in a place, Shakalam Moichrim, that all the stores, the Kala Shaykhim Yisrael, for like oid. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ela like Keach Basar, if I buy meat, Vinicha Bebeisoy, and I leave it at home, Vinelim and Ayin, not under supervision, Osir. Elm came, unless Tayyulay by Simon. We have a Simon, as we just learned in the Gemara, proving that that's that piece of meat. I show by Tvias Ayin, I could tell for sure that this is the meat that's kosher. Was properly sealed. Otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the meat is osur. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis, and I'm reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch because these are halachas that are important and not well known. Tolakli mole chatichas basur. If somebody had a keli, a vessel full of basur, the nishba keli, and this vessel broke, but nafla chatichas laritz, and the pieces of meat fell to the ground. Or bar meatzu chatichas, and somebody finds these pieces. V'anabay like simen like tfias ayin, and the person doesn't have any simonim of tfias ayin that this is the kosher meat. Hareza aser, that meat is aser. She shloime oisa baser shahoy bekli. We need to be concerned, as our Gemara just taught us, that the meat, the kosher meat that was originally in this vessel, Goros or Chayitz or Sheretz was dragged away. V'zeh bas achahu, and this is different meat. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tol b'masmer, k'yotzba, it was hanging in a place. She efshel Sheretz litol aniach, that this possibility isn't possible, that it could have been dragged away. Mutter. V'yesh matirim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, bashet nesalam and ayim, and matzim matim shenichah. If you leave meat without simonim, and if you find it where you left it, it's fine. And the Ramah indeed says, "V'minig lahakel kesvar achrayna." If you have meat at home that was you left it where you found it where you left it, "V'filim ha'yu b'yat ad k'chaver makom shakal ha'mochem Yisrael ha'mochem basakasha." The Ramah says, if you have meat and you find it where you left it, it's fine. And the Shulchan Aruch continues in Simen Kuf Yod Ches, discussing these halachas about in the Aridea, Simen Kuf Yod Ches, discussing these halachas of Basar Shenes Alam and Ayin. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Yayin u'basar v'chatichas tag, she'ein by Simen, she'hifkid, you have meat or wine or fish, without simonim, you left it in the hands of an akum. In order to be able to leave it in their possession, you need to have on it two chesamis. If you don't have two chesamis, it's not acceptable. Other things, Murius, or pass the Gvina because Surim and Divrei Seifrim, Shifkidu Biyadav Kavim, Mutta Bechaisim Echad. Other things, we'll discuss this later, one Chaisim is enough. And we'll discuss these halachas, what are considered valid Chaisamas a little later in our Shir. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Tes, continues. Basar Hanimtsa Biyadav Kavim. If you have meat in the possession of an akum, the kosher of choisim a kosher, if it has any chesima, here the Shulchan Aruch is mekel, abish any day mikosher, if you don't know exactly who wrote that, the meat is kosher, the maidi yediyah shel Yisrael, it's known that it belongs to the Jew, provided that only a Jew can make that simen. You could buy cheese with a simen that it's kosher. But now the remark continues, you could only rely on a seal in a situation where we need not be concerned that the Akum didn't get hold of those seals. Then the Rabban says, if we don't know for sure who wrote this, who made this seal, it's not fine, but they have it in Lahachmer. And interestingly, if you look at the Kaf HaChaim on this sif, the Kaf HaChaim goes into a long discussion. If there's a shipment, he speaks about a shipment of cheese, but it's not only cheese, it's any product that comes with a letter with the shipment, attesting that it's kosher. Can we rely on the letter? So the Kaf HaChaim is quite clear that we have to know who wrote the letter. And if we don't know who wrote the letter, then we can't rely on that letter. But if we know who wrote the letter, he goes into a discussion, do we have to verify that indeed this letter was written by the person whose signature is on the letter? Or need we be concerned that it wasn't, and we have to verify the signature? He says in Yerushalayim, the minig was that they used to check to make sure that the signatures were authentic. He seems to say that one signature one should certainly try to authenticate. He goes also into a discussion that if the letter has on it the amount of blocks of cheese and their weight, then of course they have to match. And if it doesn't match, then the letter becomes worthless. He has a discussion that if the amount of blocks match up, but the weight doesn't match up, he says perhaps we could be a little more lenient, because he says many times in the course of aging, the cheese shrinks and loses some of the weight. And therefore, if it's within reason, we can be more mekel. The next sif and another sif in this simon are critically important. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud, Hamniach Oivik Chomim Veisai, if somebody leaves an akum in his home, and there are things in the home that if they were to be exchanged, Yeshbet Afilu Esatira. We could be discussing this in the Raisa. You have meat in your home that you leave in the possession of an Akum. Im hu yoytsev nichnas, if the person is constantly going into the house, or Afilu Shaz Man Rav, even if the Jew leaves his home for a while. However, but he didn't tell the Akum that he's going to be out for a while, and therefore the Akum is constantly under the concern that the Jew may show up any moment. Mutter. We need not be concerned that he made an exchange. Even if he has what to gain. But the Shulchan Aruch also adds that the house should not be locked in a way that you can't get into the house without the Akum opening the door for you. Because in such a situation, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Akum is concerned every moment, he could come and catch me at any moment. If he notified him that it's in his intention to be out for a while, also. But now the Shulchan Aruch adds, but if the Akum has nothing to gain by exchanging the meat, because I know I have meat in my home, so what's he going to do? Put in the non-kosher meat instead of the kosher meat, but still won't make any difference. If he has nothing to gain, we could be a little more lenient. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch goes a step further. Here in Sif Yud Beis. Yesh lahachmen shloim laniach kederes etzel ha-shvachas k'sheyin shol ha-vayis. Not only does this halacha apply to food, that you can't leave it unsealed and unsupervised under the care of an akum, but even your pots and your pans, you need to be concerned. Unless, says the Rama, ben yoshu nechnas, unless you're constantly coming in and out, the ira kilkel nasa davar his b'teira, and if that indeed happened, and the akum used your pots, en lachila oisa machash lo yirgir b'kach. Don't give her the food. You won't eat the food, but you maybe you'll think, so I met, she could eat it. No, don't give it to her, because that will only get her more in the habit of using your pots and pans. And then the Shulchan Aruch says the same halacha in Simen Kuf Chof Beis Siftes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh li lizor meliach bebayis oiv gechovim klich suda. You should be careful not to leave your pots and your pans and your silverware and your dishes under the by home of a goy, the Cheshin Hashem Yishtamsh behem. And the remark continues, v'afilu im nosim l'ulam l'taknen, if you left them with a repairman, a non-Jewish repairman, tzorach lasbem simen, you have to have a simen to be able to tell shlo yishtamsh b'ayv kachom that the akum did not use them. V'im ova v'loy ochsok, and if you did not make that simen, and now you need to be concerned, perhaps he used your keli, k'shechazav v'loy k'mav d'kachovim, when you take it back, tzrich ma'gola, you need to kasha them. V'im dafka, says the Rama, I'm sure, tzatz etzel k'chovim, I had to be at the home of the Akum for a while, the Chatz Yoim, at least a half a day. Avol Fishof was there for only for a very short amount of time, and Lachash, we need not be concerned. Then the Rama comes up with some sort of a cooler, if indeed this happened. Because I should write L'shtam Shpoi B'yoim Shnosun Lod. This is only if you want to take that vessel that you left by the Akum and use it on the same day that you take it back. The lack of chodesh, so now we only have one shaila. Shemim mishtamis by the kham maloy. Perhaps the akum used it, perhaps not. Avim loy lochmi am kham al lachazman. If you don't take it for a while, the nucha loymer in those circumstances that we could say avim mishtamis by the kham. Even if the akum used it, it's already more than 24 hours since they used it, and therefore whatever time, whatever absorption there is in these kelim, you hold it for 24 hours, as lino l'kula, then the Rama says we could be more makel, but the Eved will let you use it, not l'chatchila. What happens if you did use it on the same day that you got it back without first cashing it? Yesh oisim hamachal. So the mother does say that food may not be eaten. Kimkloi shehu bevadi ben yoimai. As if it's for sure a keli that's not kosher. But the mother says, b'makim tzarech yesh lahokal b'dievet. And in makim tzarech we could be meiko. L'chetchila yesh lizar. And the mother concludes, we should always be machmer. Afila ba'avodim. Even if we have non-Jewish help in our home, we shouldn't leave our kelim with them in case they may use it for something that's not kosher. And actually, what I'm going to do now may not be something that's typically done when we say a shir in halacha, because the halacha is that we have to follow the halacha, no matter if we understand it or not. But my father, Oliver Shalom, once told me a story that he was standing in a bakery in a Jewish neighborhood in the morning, on a Friday morning, and he heard two non-Jewish women speaking to each other in Polish. And he understood Polish, and he heard them saying one to the other that it was the holiday season, non-Jewish holiday season. And they were saying to each other, we work in the homes of Jewish people, but the Jewish people go out to work or wherever, work, shopping, and while they're out, we will cook and bake for our holiday meals in their pots and pans and silverware. So not that the halacha needs our approbation, but here we clearly see, as we just learned from the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a great concern if you leave vessels, and certainly food, under the control of an akum, unsupervised, as our Gemara tells us, there's a very serious issue. And as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah said, you have to maybe kasher, or certainly not have a very significant issue.